Hello and welcome to the Messy Bits this week with myself, Dr. Richard Hogan.
Myself, Dr. Ciara Kelly. We're dealing with people's answers. We asked people a social media post a couple of weeks ago, had they ever been cheated on or had they ever cheated? Yeah. And we got loads
and
loads.
We did indeed.
Get through a few.
There's a lot of people been cheated on out there, Ciara.
You go first.
Okay. How's it going? I saw your thing about cheaters. Okay, thank you. My second wife, we got married in 2016. I had a house and it became our family home. As I was married, I thought it was the right thing to do to put her name on the deeds, even though I alone paid for the home plus all the renovations needed 100%. I caught her on July the 3rd, 2023, 3 years ago, having an affair. Jeez. Her son was 18 and I raised him from the age of 3 years of 3 years old. She finally moved out in April 2024. Her son, my stepson, stayed with me. God, that's kind of telling. And I'm really sorry that you experienced that. That's the end of that one, isn't it?
No,
but now it's a divorce stage. Sorry. I will have to sell my home and she will more than likely get 50% of my home. She destroyed us, our home, our little family. God, that's really sad. And I ended up getting screwed. Sorry for the rant. It's not rant.
No, it's not a rant. It's someone's lived.
I'm sorry for your
lived reality.
Your sadness. And you know what? That story really brings into sharp focus. Because I've lived this myself. My father having an affair and the family being destroyed. And nothing annihilates a family. Nothing annihilates your self-esteem. The little cozy little family that you built up than an affair. I actually kind of am emotional having read that there, to be honest. Sad, isn't it?
I don't know what to say about it, really. Like, they were married from this for 10 years and they were together if the son was raised from the age of three in 2023. So
what a good guy, though.
2008. So they were together like 15 years and they were married for 10. So they are married for 10 now. So I do think that shared property thing, probably she will get a share of the house, even though he had it before they got married. We don't have prenups or anything around it. I guess what he's living with here is a lot of hurt, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know what really stands out to me, though, as I read that? What an incredible guy this guy is, Because you know what tells me that? The stepson stayed with him. And there's a father there. There's someone who took on someone else's child and reared them as his own. And when the mother left due to an affair, the stepson stayed with him. Now, in all my training as a family therapist, there's the only...
Is that unusual?
It is unusual. Yeah. But it would be the feedback that I'd say, here's a great guy, but the stepson wanted to stay with him because he's a loving, caring father. So you've lost, you're hurt, you've been let down, and now you feel like you're going to be screwed over with your property that you paid for all the renovations and all the house for... But I would say,
Do you know what I would say, though, too, is she may get some of the house, but like that son has been with him for 15 years. So he's his son, really, whether
he's got the love
or not.
That's what I was going to say.
I often think whatever about the financial split, if you have the kids, if you have the family unit, if he's still winning. And I think
that's exactly what I was going to say there.
He still has someone in his he still has family.
I don't think he'll look back 20 years from now and think about...
And regret that the stepson stayed with him.
Exactly. Or regret the relationship because he'll have this beautiful son out of it. And I don't think he'll look back 20 years from now and think about half the house that she got. I don't think that will be in his mind. We've talked about money here before. I think what will be in his mind is all the love that he has in his life.
And we aren't divorce lawyers. It's possible that she might not get all of that because he had it all first and because he has the son and because all of that.
He signed over deeds to her, though, I think.
Well, he put her name on the house. So, yeah. But do you know what? Even if he hadn't put the name on the house, they were married, so properly.
She might not look for it. I don't know.
It sounds like it's happening. Look, best of luck with it. I think that's actually a tough old road, but I think you do have your son, your stepson.
You do. And just on this last note, we hear so many negative things about fathers out there and men in particular in society. And there's an email from a really decent, good man. And it kind of gives you a little bit of hope for the.
Please keep me anonymous. I discovered my husband had been having an affair for at least 7.5 years, maybe longer. And when I confronted him, he dismissed it as just an affair. And he said he only continued because he feared we'd find out. I don't know what that means. After 25 years together, I wanted to believe we could rebuild. We spent 9 months in counselling because he repeatedly said our family was what he wanted. But eventually I realised it was never about protecting us. It was about protecting her. In the end, he chose to leave. That was when I knew I had to show my daughters that betrayal and deception should never be accepted and that love should never come at the cost of your self-respect. Since then, my focus has been helping my daughters heal while rebuilding my own life. I don't have all the answers, but I do know this. Choosing self-respect, refusing to normalise betrayal, and teaching my daughters what a healthy relationship looks like is what's important. That sounds like someone who's come on quite the journey.
There's bits of that there that I find myself worrying about.
Go on.
Bringing the kids, don't know what age they are, but bringing them into these adult themes of deception, betrayal, affairs. I think nothing's gonna crack a child's psychology around intimacy and the person that they go off and marry and get into relationships with than being brought into adult themes. I think you can teach your children those ideas for sure without bringing them into the fact that dad
personalizing
cheated.
Them.
Yeah. I think it's the most one of the most destructive things you can do.
We've talked about that before.
Because I see it all the time as a five-year-old.
This woman is very hurt, isn't she?
Very hurt. And sometimes when we are that hurt, we bring our kids into the hurt because we want to have, you know, allies in the hurt and all that. And we don't know if she has done or not, but it sounds to me like she probably has there.
He said he only continued because he feared we'd find out. I don't know what that means. He only continued with the marriage or he only continued with the affair. That doesn't make sense to me. But look, I wish this person a lot of luck going forward and I hope that they do well because it does sound like they compromised themselves by staying in the marriage and it ultimately didn't work out. And maybe that's part of the betrayal too. They felt that they had compromised themselves to make the marriage work.
And
then he still left.
And that's where the real hurt is.
Yeah, I think that's even more than the affair. I think that's... They coped with... They stayed on after the affair, but when he left, and that's where... That's left a lot of bitterness,
absolutely,
I would say.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sorry for that. I think there's a lesson in that too about never compromising yourself more. Never give more than you're able to. Or that you're really willing to with an open heart sort of thing.
Some people get so profoundly let down, Kira.
I know.
You know, and 25 years, you'd expect that there'd be loyalty in there after that amount of time. He sounds incredibly distant and detached.
I think he was already out the door.
He sounds kind of emotionally unavailable.
A 7-year affair means he...
That's another life.
He checked out long ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is a really interesting one, number 3.
Hi, in answer to your question on cheating, I've been cheated on more often than I've cheated. Oh, at least you've cheated there. Does being single and having sex with a married man count as cheating?
Well, you're partaking in cheating. You're not cheating on anyone because you're not the relationship. He's cheating, but you are certainly involved in the cheating.
Yeah, I would say yes. And I would say get your self-esteem together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In my experience, I've done research into this and people who've cheated, right? Or who are cheating with married people. And
They're single. Going out with married people. Yeah. I'm fascinated by this. Because I understand why sometimes people in two couples do it because they have limited options.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you were single, what the hell are you doing?
It's low self-esteem. It's a fractured attachment early on in your life. That's what I would have found when I was interviewing people. Real fractured attachment where you don't value yourself, you don't see yourself as enough, but you like the... And then through that fracture, there's a kind of lacking of self. And so the idea of being somebody's bit on the side or someone that desires you more than their wife, whatever it is kind of dopamine firing because all of a sudden you're the draw, you're the really attractive person. But fundamentally, you know that he's not going to leave his partner for you and that you're just a little thing there on the side. So how can you have any future here? And so
how do you square that circle in your head?
You don't. Yeah. So that's the problem. I think that's the fundamental thing is that you have no sense of yourself here and that you allow yourself to be used in this way. And that's what I'm saying. Get your self-esteem together. Yes, you're involved in this cheating thing. There is somebody been hurt here.
I think you're probably hurt too, this person.
That's what I'm saying.
Not acknowledging it.
You're hurt. That's fundamentally it. There's a fracture there and a hurt in you that you're not recognizing and you're not working out and that this joy of this kind of thing is really fundamental lack of self. Get your self-esteem together. Get the hell away from this guy. And build a relationship that can actually love you and sustain you and be meaningful and get that self-esteem.
There's an interesting history there too. I've been cheated on more than I've cheated. So I've been in relationships where someone has cheated on me, and I've been in relationships where I cheated. This is somebody who has a history that's repeatedly dysfunctional relationships.
Freud calls it the compulsion to repeat, that you do behaviours over and over again to try to fix them. So if you've been cheated on, you know how bad that feels. So now in this game, you're the one who is not the victim in some way. It's like, no, get the hell away from that.
Let's do this one. Hi, I was cheated on my husband and one of my better friends. Needless to say, she's not a friend anymore. She'd been previously cheated on by her long-term partner who she had kids with and they'd broken up and I was a shoulder to cry on. Oh, Jesus. I couldn't believe that she would cheat on anyone after her own experience, let alone someone who'd offered her a lot of support through her breakup. breakup. Jeez. While I was obviously betrayed by my husband, I feel even more betrayed by her. I do get that. I did have a slight suspicion during their affair, but said to myself, she would, never mind him, she would never do that to me. How wrong I was. I still get that sick feeling in my stomach as I type this. She was so brazen to me throughout it all. I don't think I'll ever get over it. It was a few years ago now. Men can be idiots. Well, I think you're giving him a bit of a pass. But I expected more from my friend. It is hard as we would see each other from time to time and afraid to go to places where I might bump into her. God love you. I, first of all, don't give him a pass. Like, men aren't idiots that, oh, he's just an idiot.
Yeah, there is that kind
She's
of thing.
The bitch. They both cheated on you. She cheated in the friendship, he cheated in the marriage. And actually, a marriage is more important than a friendship. So, or than a not even your best friend, so a better friend. So I think his cheating was worse than yours, and you're giving the pass the wrong way around. But ultimately, what a horrendous betrayal by both of them, and you deserve so much more. You absolutely do.
Absolutely. And you got to hold your head up high. You have nothing.
You were good to both of them, and they both shat
on you. You have nothing to be kind of, you know, creeping around the place not to bump into her. Hold your head up high. The shame is on her after you were a friend to her and you supported
and
her.
I'm
going to get to him next, right? And just let me get to him. First of all, her, she let you down profoundly. I mean, there's something really dramatically wrong there. After you helped her through an affair and then she projected the same pain and hurt onto you after you supported her. There's something psychologically really disturbing there in that person. And your husband isn't just a fool. You know, the way we kind of like let men off the hook by saying, actually,
boys,
I love him.
Boys,
he can't keep his dick in his pants.
No.
It's ridiculous stuff, right? So he's a man who made a decision. Don't let him off. But fundamentally, hold your head up high. You're a good person.
Absolutely. But there's one last line in this. But it's very hard because we see each other.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to go.
So I'm saying, hold your head up high.
I wonder, is this somebody who needs to move or something, has a fresh start somewhere else? Well, get away from both of them.
Like, I'd say the fresh start should be in your head. They're the ones that don't ever take on someone else's guilt and shame. They should be shameful for what they do. You know, you hold your head up.
Feel sorry for her. She's bumping into them.
Hold your head up high. Just ignore her, blank her out. She's nothing to you. She means nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I would give them nothing out of myself. They're irrelevant to do that to someone. I mean, that is horrendous stuff. Okay, I met my partner 4.5 years ago. Everything was perfect. He treated me great, promised he'd never cheat, lie or hurt me. We didn't live together but met every evening. Spent weekends together. Found out last weekend he's been cheating on me with his partner for 20 years.
No, his partner of 20 years, because she's only been with him 4.5 years ago. So this is an ex-partner.
Oh, his...
Cheating
on me with his partner for 20 years.
Yeah, so she's been with this guy for 4.5 years. Before that, he had a relationship of 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
a
wife or a partner.
So he's back to the person he's in a relationship with.
Yes.
For 20 years.
When, though, if she met him every night and every weekend, when was he cheating?
Jesus, I don't know. If he's 20 years with her and now he's 4 years with her. So, do you know what I mean?
Oh, God, do you think...
I don't know.
God, that she's like the 20 year relationship never broke up.
Who knows? It sounds a bit strange, doesn't it?
He's cheating on both of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
God,
guy,
get
this,
away.
This guy,
away.
That's my initial reaction.
Oh,
just
girl.
Get away from this guy.
Get away.
You bump into people sometimes in life, right?
So he never told. Oh, my God, he's an absolute. He's a
Machiavellian.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
He's one of those, he's got a compartmentalized head. He's dangerous.
Sometimes you
him.
Have the great fortune of bumping into lovely people in life, and sometimes you have the fortune of bumping into that 1.2% of the population that's a bit psychopathic.
That would shatter your trust in human nature in general.
Well, he turned
it?
Her into a concubine.
Oh, and she thought she was just having a boyfriend. What a shithead.
4.5 years, and if he's not living with you at that point, there's red flags everywhere.
It's a red flag for sure. But maybe she... Anyway, maybe last one, Rich.
Go for it. Yeah. You read this one.
I was cheated on in college. Everyone seemed to know but me. I was madly in love with my boyfriend and utterly devastated when I was told by another girl. The girl he cheated with had made a huge play for him. I'd have decided to forgive him as I realised he'd succumbed to a very manipulative girl. She'd pretended she'd been kicked out of her house one night and had nowhere to sleep, so they ended up sharing a bed that night. But I decided then and there that this had effectively given me a hall pass that I would use carefully. I won a scholarship to a summer course in Lisbon the following summer and had
you
a
go, girlfriend.
Fling with a Hugo Boss model. The end.
A Hugo Boss model.
And I love this is like someone who has triumphed over adversity.
I love this girl. Yeah, I loved how she held on to her pass, her hall pass.
And she's written he at the end. Listen,
Let's end it with that. Well, we can say
you know,
that.
You know what that says to me?
Legend.
Is messy bits. Life is weird. So right. Life yeah. is so messy.
It's so messy, and none of us.
It's kind of glorious too.
Yeah, but none of us get out of this thing without making serious fuck ups and messy.
Fuck ups, yeah. And we fuck against other people. They fuck against us. You know, they're
and it's all
you're the fuckers up. And the fuckies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd like to be both.
I'm sure you have been. Like us, follow us, all that jazz. Share these with a friend. Messy bits. More next week.